righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I want to invite the children around the baptismal font in back for our children's message.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Good morning. Oh, come on, help me out. Good morning. Yeah. Say, I need your help this morning. With all the adults, we're all going to share in something after the message today. And I want you to go find your parents after the message and join them in doing this. We are going to light candles today. And that's why you have to be with your parents to do that, okay? But I want to explain to you why we do this. And by the way, when I do this, they get to have it explained to them a little bit more, too. Well, today we are celebrating All Saints' Day. And this candle, why do we light this candle? Does anybody know? Why? Do you remember?
Because we need to be careful.
No, why we light it? Because Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world, and we light this candle to remind ourselves of that. If Jesus is the light of the world, what does that make us? Well, this is what it makes us. Look, we think of ourselves in our baptism. Each one of you were given a candle. Jet, you remember that? You got a candle on your baptism? Do you remember that? And I'm going to set this right here. I'm going to light two of them. This baptism reminds us that our light comes from Christ. Now, here's the sad part. Sometimes we lose people we love. And this is what it feels like. It feels like they're gone. Feels like they're broken.
I love to blow up candles.
Yeah. Well, it feels like they're gone. But today we remember, by lighting candles off of this, we'll light all those candles up there, and then we will light a candle, and we'll remember somebody that we love who's died, and we'll be able to light it again and remind ourselves that through Christ, they aren't with us now, but they are with us through Christ Jesus, and they will always be. And it really has to do with this baptismal font as well. And so everybody, I'm going to blow these two candles out so we can do this. I want you to come up here and put your finger in the water and then go up to somebody and say, Jesus loves you, and put a cross on their foreheads, okay? Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Teddy, can I get you? Jesus loves you. Did everybody get a cross?
Everybody? I didn't get a cross.
Oh, let me help you get a cross. Jesus loves you. Can you guys pray with me real fast? Dear God, you are the light of the world. Help my light shine bright. And remember other lights always. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go back to your seats now. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I took a few weeks back, I think 8 of our confirmation youth and also 3 adults, up to the mountains. It was a confirmation hike. It was a special day that we could just go up there, and it turned out to be the most beautiful day we could possibly get in October. It was like 70 degrees up in Evergreen area. So we had a great time climbing up in the mountains, but we also had a great conversation that day. The conversation that I chose as the topic for the day was, why do bad things happen to good people? And it soon turned to, of course, that part that we all have to face as far as bad things, it feels like, is death. And as we sat at the top of a mountain on a perfect fall day with middle schoolers, we didn't focus on how great things were. We actually focused on what you do when they aren't great. I was worried that the kids wouldn't get it. I was worried that they'd be almost mad at me for bringing the conversation down. But instead, I think we were able to talk about darkness and even death without being burdened by the darkness. I think we grew that day, and it made our day more than just doing. We actually focused, middle schoolers actually focused on being. In some ways, I share that in some ways because I think today that is also the beauty of this day. All Saints Day reminds me of an opportunity for adults to play make-believe like children. Pretending we are at a funeral today. And why that's important is just like make-believe is for children, not just child's play, but learning, processing, growing, practicing. It's living out some of our realities apart from the stings of them. And so yearly we have this day where we can practice a funeral. All Saints Day allows us to go there, to walk in the darkness when we can still turn on the lights. Of course, that's never totally true. Those bells rang today for very real people, people you and I love, people we've lost. And the candles we are lighting are for lights that are very real in our lives. It's not play. And some of these losses are raw, painful still to this day. On this very day, up in northern Wisconsin, well, by Green Bay, much of my family's gathered for the funeral service of my uncle. So it's fresh for me. It's fresh today. And I need to tell you, I feel very comfortable not being there because we are planning to come together in December. They created an opportunity for our family to come together there, knowing that it would be hard to get away right now. But the pain is real. And I thought as we practice living out this service, you could bear with me and listen to my very real saint story for just a moment. I'd also love to hear yours, and during our luncheon today, we invite people around their tables to share those stories of those saints in their own lives, perhaps one or two that really meant a lot that they could share around their table in the meal. So as a child, I lost the details on quite a few sermons that I listened to. I'm sure that never happened to you. But in 9th or 10th grade, I stayed for a week with Uncle Phil, who was a pastor, with Uncle Phil and his family for a week. His son, to this day, is my best friend, my roommate in college. He's my cousin, but he's more than that. But Uncle Phil, I still remember his words that Sunday morning. I remember them. I mean, it's like I can tell you that sermon. I can't tell you my own sermon 3 weeks ago, but I can tell you that sermon. In the sermon, Phil held up a piece of junk mail that he received, and it said, "I may have won $10 million. And then he held up another piece of junk mail and said, "It says, I've already won a trip, that all I have to do is call the toll-free number to find out the details." And then he laughed and he said, Is it any wonder that we are skeptical of words? He went on to explain that the words we hear and even use are so often not a blessing. They are not always a gift, but that the gospel message is indeed a gift. And then he talked about the promise of Jesus and the words that we hear in Scripture that day, and of course, the words we hear in Scripture every day. He reminded us that day of how we are called to remember the words that do matter, to share those words with others. Probably because it was my uncle. I listened closer that day. The funny part is, he's my uncle and he's a preacher, and I think that's the only time I ever heard him preach. Because whenever I was with Uncle Phil on a Sunday, he was on vacation. Really, every other time, we would be up in the, and we would usually go to church, but then he was on vacation sitting next to me. Well, I remember taking something home from that message long ago. Obviously, it's still with me. I remember being proud of my uncle. I didn't think at that point that I was going to be a pastor, but looking back, I know that it was when I began listening to the Spirit's calling in my life. I remember thinking that the sermons were for me, not just for those older people. It was 2004, a long time ago, that Phil lost his words. A terrible stroke he suffered, and it instantly took away his gift to communicate. We didn't want to believe it, but it was quickly evident that one of Phil's greatest gifts was gone forever. I remember him still wanting to share with me, but being frustrated by what he couldn't do. Today, I'm saddened by his loss, but I am certain that the Word made flesh that is Jesus Christ speaks for Phil as he speaks for your loved ones, and that the God that he spent a lifetime sharing with others now shares with him the final word. Well done, good and faithful servant. Today it is evident to me that my confidence in the gospel message is completely founded upon the cross of Jesus Christ and what God has done for us through him. But I am also highly aware that the gifts of God that have been shared through the people of God throughout my lifetime have given me this foundation that is always with me. That they have given me this faith in Jesus Christ to a certain extent. I'm aware that their toil, that their struggle, that their love brought me here. I'm aware that people built this church who have been long gone, who never would have imagined who we'd be today, except through the Spirit, maybe wondering, hoping, believing that this church might be something through their toil, through Jesus Christ. I'm aware that you have these same stories. Today, we celebrate All Saints Sunday. And the cloud of witnesses that have gone before us, even as we also remind ourselves of the saints yet to come, it is the sting of those gone before us that holds us, that captivates us. We celebrate All Saints Day as a day we can look at the church present, the church past, the church yet to come, and realize they are woven together in Christ Jesus. See, I am aware, highly aware of our imperfections. The reason the gospel's not right today, that's my imperfections. But I'm more aware that when Christ looks at each and every one of us, God doesn't focus on our flaws, but declares us blessed for his sake in Christ Jesus. He declares us to be God's own children. That candle does go out. The candles that we light will eventually be blown out again. And it reminds us that there are dark days to come for all of us. But today we stand on a mountain of shoulders that have all put their faith in Jesus Christ. And we sing together words that weave the past, present, and future together forever. And we look boldly at our broken world with love. And we say, what is the Spirit of God calling us to this day? And I'm aware that as we ask that question, what is the Spirit of God calling us today? At some point long ago now, Phil pondered that same question for the first time. And I light this candle for Phil Kurtz. Phil, I will always remember you. And I invite you, we invite you, to come and share in this. Let's sing together the words that our ancestors sung as well.